Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. A lot of real news happening today. I have covered in the first hour the lawlessness of Luce Cannon, Judge Aileen Cannon, and the fact that by her actions, all of the most important facts about Donald Trump's stealing of these super secret spy documents are nearly certainly never going to see the light of day. It is an abomination. Her incompetence, her contempt for the law, her contempt for her responsibility to seek justice, to observe her oath to the Constitution, to allow the American public ultimately, and starting with Congress, to have access to this essential information, was echoed today on Capitol Hill. We heard the echo of the Southern District of Florida on Capitol Hill today with the same sort of glib nonsense, smooth-talking snake oil salesmanship of an equally unqualified, constitutionally contemptuous individual named Pete Hegseth. And the lack of seriousness with which the Republican senators on that committee took this hearing was beyond. How many push-ups can you? That's super important. Joe from Madison, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. I wanted to just return briefly, and it ties in with this whole show that you put together, to a previous caller you had who was irritated at you because he said, you're going to interrupt me, and you've interrupted me in the past. Yep. In your response to him, you said, it's my show. I would like to expand on that, particularly in the light of this show that you've put together. It's more than the fact that it's just your show, Maggie. It is your responsibility. And as it being your responsibility, you can't expect as a caller that you are not going to challenge him on things that you think are wrong or inaccurate or right-wing talking points that don't add to the discussion, that are disparaging, that aren't on topic. I mean, you can't expect that. This show is your, and I mean it when I say your responsibility. You are going to be looked at as to how did you keep the discussion going? Did you just let somebody rattle on with right-wing talking points and never challenge them? That's not interesting. We want to know. We need information, and particularly in light of what you've given us today, where we're pretty much screwed nine ways to know whatever happened with those documents. Yeah. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying, and particularly because of the glibness of our potential Secretary of Defense, who just talked over people and didn't explain himself. It's all the more reason that this is a place, your show is a place where we can get information, where it has to have evidence behind it, and you will listen, but you can't expect that Maggie's going to just, go out and smoke a cigarette while you spend 5 minutes talking of right-wing talking points. Come on. So at any rate, I just wanted to thank you for the work you do. I know that it's done by day so that you get a great day show, but I also appreciate that you have a lineup that also, reflects the state of Wisconsin, what's happening with the nation, and also the larger spin of our times, which is, Maggie and the Millionaires obviously tackles that. And as today showed, we have an issue ahead of us, which is, the truth spigot is just being turned off right and left. And what's ahead of us is going to be quite scary. And I'm so glad that you're here and willing to challenge people and willing to do the work that you do. Thanks a lot, Maggie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Staying on topic, it is a really big deal, right? We were talking about the super secret spy documents case, again, which I think is the clearest set of facts relating to Donald Trump's criminal activity. Caller wanted to talk about the fraud case. It's like, it's off topic. Stay on topic. If you're on topic, if you don't disinform, if you don't discriminate or disrespect, I'll let you go. I'll argue with folks. I have a number of time with a number of conservatives. I like that. That's good juice for the show. But thank you, Joe. Let's all stay on topic. Jack from Merrimack, sir, what would you like to share this afternoon?
Very quickly, I climb mountains as a hobby. I summited a couple of mountains with a wonderful woman who was a helicopter pilot, who in fact in the previous Trump administration was one of the people responsible for some of the security in the air. And she had an affair. She's in the military, of course. She had an affair, and she was literally drummed out of the military for that. If this guy, with his multiple issues that way, if he is confirmed, the hypocrisy will be amazing to me.
Yeah, the stench of the hypocrisy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just want to share a little thought from Andrew from Maine stating this. Mr. Committee Chair, since you declined to release the findings of the FBI regarding Pete Hegseth, I presume there is information that supports the allegations of misconduct for this individual. As such, I find him unfit to serve. Absolutely. If there's nothing to hide, turn over the documents. If there's nothing to hide, let the DOJ release Jack Smith's report to Congress under seal with redactions. I'm sick of this perversion of our systems and processes. I'm sick of the circus that this has been turned into today. Oh, yeah. We got Kristi Noem's nomination coming up. That other totally unqualified nominee for the Director of National Intelligence. Stay tuned. I'll cover it all. In cooperation with each and every one of you, including our conservative callers, as long as you stay on point with me, my friends. Because remember, I'll stand up for you and your right to disagree with me. I hope you stand up for me and my right to run the show and stay on topic. But it's always better when we stand together for the truth. Dom Salvio's.